morning. It is good to have been here today. Choir, you did a wonderful job this morning, the little kids as well, and the play was excellent. I appreciate
the effort that went into that. That is such a blessed experience that we had this morning. I want to say a few things of thanks before we get started. I appreciate everybody that put in time and effort for the play and practice. It took a lot of your time out to be here early. And then I'd like to say thank you to Brother Jimmy Rooney for making our props over here, all the mall scenes. Thank you. And Sister Rooney for helping paint those, get them things up there. That is a privilege, a blessing, and to have those here. And Brother Jim for the elevator. I'm glad that all of you put effort into it. And if you're here visiting with us for the first time, or you came to visit because one of your kids or cousin or somebody was in the play, thank you so much for coming and being with us today. It is a blessing to have you here with us. And then one more thing for visitors and regular members alike. Over here on the front pew, we have some books of poems. They're Christmas poems. They're free to take, and there's plenty more where those came from. So if you would like one of those, please take them. That would be a blessing to you. Romans chapter 6 this morning, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a perfect gift. What a perfect gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I was thinking this morning about some examples, and I always get my examples mixed up. I twist them up quite a bit. I actually had to go ask my wife, is this how the saying goes? That we're like a square peg trying to fit in a round hole. Now, if I wasn't to ask her, I was going to come up here and say, we're a round peg trying to fit in a square hole. And we all know that the round peg would have went right on in. That's how I do it. I do it with the lemon examples all the time. Give me a lemon, I'll make lemonade. I always throw in a lemon pie in there somehow or another. But anyway, I mix up my examples. But I thought this morning as the church was putting together the play and getting the play in order about the perfect fit and the appropriate message to follow along with that. And I know this here verse is not your normal Christmas passage that you probably have heard year in and year out. But it does get to the meat of the matter. For the wages of sin is death. And that is us, a square peg, you might say, trying to fit in a round hole. See, this is God's plan. It's not man's plan. It's not man's way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, light. No man come to the Father but by me. We know man's plan. You go back to Genesis in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he placed man there in the garden. He created him out of the dust of the ground, put him to sleep, pulled a rib out, and he made him a woman. What a good gift that was from God. Thank the Lord he didn't leave men all here on this earth. Boy, we'd made a mess of everything, wouldn't we? Can you imagine the dishes stacked up from here to eternity? If men, clothes, we'd just went and bought new socks every other week. That's just how we would have been. But in the midst of that perfect gift, in a perfect garden, where there was no sin, man found sin. Man's plan caused a fall. For the wages of sin is death. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Man's plan got us to the point where we're reading Romans chapter 3 and verse number 10. Romans chapter 3 and verse number 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, their tongues
They have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's man's plan. A square peg trying to fit in a round hole for all their sin. And you know, I'm glad that God has made us wise to that fact. Because I'm telling you, there are some very wise people in this world which we live in. And if it was left up to man's wisdom, I would be left out. As the saying goes, Pastor Stockton, he has he's missing a... tack in the box. My marble isn't round. If it was left up to my wisdom and my ability, I'd have been left out of God's plan. My plan was man's plan. I didn't have to look for sin. I was in the midst of it, born from birth, conceived in iniquity, the Bible says. I was there, a sinful man before God. For the wages of sin is death. The Bible says it's appointed that a man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. But you know Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 doesn't stop there. For the wages of sin is death. The Bible very plainly showed us that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. There in Romans chapter 3 and Romans 5:12, it said that by one man sin entered the world. So we have to stand in agreement. We're all sinners before a holy and righteous God. But you know, in the Garden of Eden, God did not leave man to his own devices. God did not leave man in his own plan. God sent forth a prophecy in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that his seed would come to this earth. Galatians 4:4 says, at the fullness of time, God. So it's all about. Man found sin. God came from heaven looking for man. Showed them the way. It's all about God. For man's plan is always destructive. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God, the perfect. Yeah, look in Romans chapter 5, verse 15. Romans chapter 5, verse 15, the Bible says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Verse 16. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification of life. The perfect gift. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's a preacher, but I'm a really good person, and I can conjure up some good things, but for all have sinned, I'm short of glory. There's none righteous, no, not one. Oh, Pastor, but I got all the wisdom from this college or that college and this degree and that degree. Oh, you see. Pastor, I'm just too wicked. I've been in sin all my life. For all have sinned. If you've been raised in church from birth, and I tell you, I like kids being around church. Well, I love seeing those kids sing and seeing them get up here and stand. And we got some more coming up in the older grades that are going to come and join the Bible club and then our youth club, the kids acting and getting the bus kids involved and all that. I love it. But I'm going to tell you this, it takes as much grace for a bus kid or a church kid or a child. Somebody that's never darkened the doors of a church. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8, the Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, that perfect gift. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Man's plan left us in sin. But God gave a gift. Eternal life. Eternal life. How do you do that? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Did you notice through? He did not say through the United States of America. He did not say through Lock Haven Baptist Church. He did not say through the Stockton family or the Johnson family or the Jones family or the Spencer family. He said through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Not of works, lest any man could boast. Because I'm telling you, there are some families that are just put together better than others. There's some families in the eyes of society, they look A-O-K. Two or three cars, got land, got a bank account, a 401k, for all have sinned. It's not about your bank account. It's not about your cars. It's not about your family. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans chapter 5, if you would. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. The Bible says, Romans 5, 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Aren't you so thankful this morning that the Christmas story didn't stop in the nativity scene? Aren't you so thankful that Joseph and Mary got up out of there and they went down into Egypt and a couple of years later in the house there they found baby Jesus, now a young child, the Magi, the travelers from the east, they found him there, but it didn't stop there with the frankincense, gold, and myrrh. We're talking 2,000 years ago, God looked down through time, saw you and I, and Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7, scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man. Some would even dare to die, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being not now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, He shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Man's plan left us in sin. God said there's a payment for sin. Death.
and when I can't pay it. But he sent a gift, Jesus Christ. And through Christ, if any man, boy, girl, or child will put faith and trust in what God did by giving and finishing the work on the cross of Calvary, they shall have eternal life. See, we work and make our lists. We gather our lists and we go give our gifts. But it's never really the perfect gift for that person. But when God gathered the gift and gave, it was the perfect gift. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This morning, as you sit in church and you enjoyed the singing of the choir and the play, as they laid out what happens year by year, I wonder, in the message this morning, did the Holy Spirit of God speak to you and said, you know, I follow the plan of man and I have to agree with the Bible, I am not righteous. I am and have fallen short of the glory of God. But I want to hear more about this man, Jesus. I'd like to know more about this gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brother Jim's going to come and he's going to lead a song. Sister Lois is going to come play. But this morning, as we stand to our feet, if you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you'll come this morning down here to the altar, we'll take the Word of God and let you know with your own knowledge and your own eyes, see that it's Christ Jesus.